I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Sure, it's true. The trout stocking is on hiatus until this fall in West Virginia, but it would be a mistake to think there's no trout fishing in our beautiful hills. We'll talk about it coming up after this. The Division of Natural Resources has a robust trout stocking program. They stock hundreds of streams and impoundments every year. And while it's true some of those waters to the west and in the lowlands get too warm to accommodate trout once we're into the summer, mountain streams and lakes are great for holding trout all year long. Dave Thorne heads the trout program.
You know, we stock a lot of non-traditional waters, small impoundments, community lakes, and streams that are warm water streams. Occasionally, trout will hold over in those streams, but that's a rarity. By and large, we're talking about streams in the national forest and certainly in the mountainous county.
Typically, the biggest problem those streams face deep into the summer is low flow. But for a second year, rainfall is keeping that problem at bay.
There are always cool spots in most of our rivers where the fish will hunker down near the mouths of tributaries and things where it's colder. But with this extended rain and the flows stay up, it keeps the rivers much cooler for a longer duration.
And Thorne reminds us it is a myth to think that fishermen catch all of those fish when they are stocked.
Data shows there's quite a bit of carryover after the stock trucks have quit running. Fish will carry on well into June and into July even. In the warmest summers, most of the larger streams, the fish will move out or die or succumb to predation or whatever, but in the colder streams they'll carry over every year, and people just don't realize that we have a lot of holdover fish that provide late season, summer and through the winter opportunities for people.
And even though they are hatchery raised trout, those fish learn really quick how to survive on their own.
The hunger is the motivator. Yeah. Initially when they're out there, they're not looking for natural type food, but it doesn't take them long. If they're in there 2-3 weeks, they'll figure out that there's other stuff in there to eat besides hatchery pellets.
A mountain trout stream is calling your name. Why not consider heading up that way this weekend and wetting a line? I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.